Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Ocean Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbo Bipra Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All right, FPDN demands urgent systemic action after death of Aboriginal man with disability during NT police restraint. The First People Disability Network, FPDN, is devastated and outraged at the death of a 24-year-old Aboriginal man with disability who lost consciousness and later died after being restrained by two Northern Territory police officers inside Coles, Alice Springs on Tuesday, 27 May 2025. Look, we're down to catch up beyond with Damien Griffiths, First People's Disability Network CEO, on the line. Damien, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very sad affair, and here we are, 21st century. This shouldn't be happening. So demanding urgent systemic action after death of an Aboriginal man with disability during NT police restraint. What do we need to do here, Damien?
There's many things that need to happen, Trevor. The First People's Disability Network, we've been raising this issue for many years about the serious discrimination that many mob with disability face, especially when they have situations with police and also when they're in custody. So this is a situation that must change. It's a terrible situation that continues to occur, and it's a disgraceful thing that should outrage people.
Exactly. And look, and we talk first the black skin, we talk about cultural awareness, engagement and what have you. But with disability, sometimes you cannot see the disability within a person, can you?
That is a great point, Trevor. And we must urgently, and this has been a recommendation for many years actually, police, also people working in prisons, need to get training on how to engage properly with people with disability. But that's something we've been calling for many, many years. It's long overdue. But as you say, there are plenty of mob with disability that you can't see their disability. So sometimes people with disability may have difficulty understanding instructions. They may even not hear the instructions.
Sure.
So that's not their fault at all.
Exactly. And look, if we're talking about disability, well, let's first talk about our humans. Black or white doesn't matter. But when you've got that black skin, it's sort of escalates is what we pick up as First Nation people when being approached by police officers.
That's exactly right. And Uncle Lester Bostock, one of our founding elders, he used to always talk about it as a double disadvantage. So experiencing discrimination based on your race and also your disability.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about some of the most vulnerable people in our communities, but also in Australian society. But a lot of our mob with disability don't experience discrimination in our own communities, but they do as soon as they start engaging with, you know, external systems like police or education or whatever it might be. So there's still a lot more to do yet, Trevor.
Okay, and on behalf of FPDN, what is the next critical action? What would you guys be doing from here?
Yeah, well, there's several things we need to do. We need to get the NDIS. Is failing our people with disability. We need to get fair access to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. We also need to see investment to create our own First Nations owned and operated disability service systems.
Yes.
We also need training of all police and people in the justice system so that they can actually understand their role in terms of supporting people with disability.
Well, and when you're talking about First Nation people, working with First Nation people, you cannot be black on black. So NDIS should be engaging with a First Nation you say business owners or operators who are working in that space, or create a procurement, you would think, in that space.
Absolutely, Trevor. Absolutely. And we're not seeing fair, we're not seeing enough First Nations people with disability getting fair access to the NDIS.
Mm.
In fact, the people that are most in need are often missing out on the NDIS.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not a bad system if you're a white fella living in a large, you know, city. You can usually get good outcomes from
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But if you're someone living in, you know, regional or remote in Australia, you're not getting access to it, and that's not fair.
And not fair. So what it creates is another gap. So here we are widening a gap in this space, aren't we, Damien?
Absolutely, Trevor. That's exactly right. We're not seeing... exactly right. That's another gap that's being created as a result.
Look, love, thoughts, prayers are going out to loved ones of our lost brother with disability there in the NT. Thank you for your yarn, Damien. Please keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate your time.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
See you, brother. Bye.
So there it is. That's Damien Griffiths, First Peoples Disability Network CEO, and they're demanding urgent systemic action after death of Aboriginal man with disability during the NT police restraint. It's very sad, but we had yarns there as well with Annie K. Stadler, FPDN chairperson, also shared her disappointment. Evidently, this young man was taking food from the store. This would be because he was hungry, and being hungry is not a crime. Why would this young man being hungry is the question. Is why has he lost his life in police custody? This should be front page news, and it should be national outrage, and that it is. So critical next action, independent, culturally safe investigation, culturally appropriate support, immediate release of all body-worn cameras and CCTV footage, implementation of Disability Royal Commission reforms, urgent progress on closing the gap justice targets, specialist First Nation disability liaison teams in all jurisdictions, a pattern that cannot be ignored. Indigenous people are 26% of the NT population, yet 86% of prison population, and national 104 deaths in custody in 2023-24 were Indigenous, 23%, a rate six times higher than for non-Indigenous strains. A lot of work needs to be done. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. To Deadly More, welcome back to your Deadly program. That Deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn of yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live here from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummer Bit Me, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn of Strong? We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev. I'm good. How are you, bro?
I'm well. What's happening in your neck of the woods, brother?
Right, a lot is happening in everybody's neck of the woods at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for all the people deaths in custody that are going on.
Yes.
I think reconciliation's dead, mate.
Big time, brother.
Anyway, I've got another thing. It's really been a big help to me. There's been a TV program on. It's A Current Affair. The Ali Langdon Show was on last Tuesday, about the destruction in the cemeteries.
Yeah.
And my sister in Sydney phoned me up and told me it's on, and I got my camera in front of the TV and filmed it.
Mm.
And it's very powerful.
So we're talking about the vandalism in cemeteries? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we're calling it vandalism, you know. They're stripping graves.
Mm.
And there was a Maori girl, and the mother buried her third daughter she buried.
Mm.
She was only a 19-year-old Maori girl with a heart attack, and sympathies to that family. But they've got the current affair there because, you know, we're up in North Queensland here at the end of the road, And it's really hard to get good press, and we need about 10 hours of talk back. it's really difficult, brother, to say what's happening, but... we've got it even worse. It's happening all over the country.
Mm.
So I watched the Mabo show, and I think a lot of what's happened, especially with my missus, is to keep her quiet. There was an internal council review, which doesn't mean gutta gunna to me. And they said that because my cross is up, it might stop me being buried later on, you know, because it was already in place. But I had to do that because I've got no kids, and I promised I'd be buried next to her. But they had no reason to take her cross out of the grave. This, you know, there's two graves involved here. But they removed her cross from the thing. And I asked the police about desecration, and they said, oh, no, you know, they want to just calm me down and stuff. But I watched the Mabo show, and after Mabo finished, and my missus is in the same vein with land business and all the corruption, has not been... come out in the open yet, and I've been sitting on it for 25 years.
Mm.
I'm left in charge of it. I'm the caretaker of really important stuff that can help save our people, the Goulter Valley, the Dingy people, And the corruption. And the police said they were going to investigate Mabo's grave. I watched Mabo's Life of an Island Man last night, and the police said at the time there was a thing called willful damage.
Mm-hmm.
So that show helped me see that there is a crime.
Willful damage.
Hello?
Yep, willful damage.
Willful damage.
Mm.
I mean, grave robbing is a crime in itself to us, and desecration. And the council rules are ridiculous, and it's all crimes of hate and greed, you know, so other people get money. They don't like us. Power to the people being able to afford to get all their people a decent, permanent, affordable, value for money alternative.
Mm.
To marble and tiled graves. I mean, I'm not the biggest Christian on the earth, but I've got crosses because that's the acceptable thing for thousands of years.
Yeah, so what are you picking up? Are we picking up, is there a height problem or size of a cross, or what is the dilemma, do you feel?
They won't say.
Mm.
They won't tell the truth because this is politics. This is what it's about. They will not say, well, you can do it. We don't need a monumental mason to put a cross in the ground. It's just a post hole. So they consider it a threat.
Mm.
Like I'm a boilermaker welder, right? And if you're on a building site there and you say, you do your job, and then a carpenter's not allowed to touch the steel and you don't touch the wood, it's called demarcation.
Mm.
Okay. It's a union thing. So if anybody from another trade does somebody else's job, they'll walk off the site. Well, this is the old days.
Yeah, sure, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So they're interfering with our cultural burial rights. If you get a chance, and if you can do it, you want to stream that current affair show from last Tuesday. I think people can rewatch them things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heartbreaking, mate, what they did. They had that Marigold's grave, and they'd, on the ground there, they'd had all the patterns and swirls of the Maori sort of tattoo patterns on the ground. But they cleaned that up. They got the bobcat in and cleaned it. Had photographs all up the cross. And they just stripped it and levelled the ground, the same as they've done with mine. And I was out at the cemetery yesterday, and I'm talking to people, and the whole neighbourhood's seeing I'm getting ready for a... I can't do it in the cemetery.
So and you, feel their pain?
I feel their pain. Mm. I've got the same pain. And so it's empowered me, and so I've gone out and bought things, and I'm doing up my property as a demonstration site. But I'm going to have my 1,000 moon birthday later on this month. I'll be 77.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I'm happy for every moon I see now. I've got unfinished
fight business with every breath in your body, my brother.
Yeah, and I've improved my health. I was really crook for a while, which is all the writing and sitting there smoking like some 18th century newspaper office. And, I'm calling it, what they're doing, the council is like a blitzkrieg by the graveyard Gestapo, you know, Gordonville. But it's not just here, it's everywhere. And even the other one that's on the at the Sydney gravesite is called Pine Grove Cemetery in Sydney West. Mm. And I don't know if it's got it in the private hands or it's council run, but they're selling fresh flowers at the gate. So they're even making money there, and no one allowed to put plastic flowers, ornaments, anything up. The same as here, and they've got the signs up, we can't do that. They're saying temporary. These are the guidelines for temporary. Well, I put in permanent wooden crosses so that if others can follow suit, and we have a right to do that, which is what we've always done, we've just used a different material.
Yes.
And I've got it in writing in the council review that they've threatened all the other family graves here.
Yeah.
And they're going to pull the crosses out. And one of them is an aluminium cross. And they never touch that because it's a very important person to put it in. And it's a pair of twins.
Sure.
One of them passed away. But we never hear for that shooting up there.
Mm.
One twin was shot. And there's 16 police and no cameras. I'm trying to get on with the police, but we'd like to hear, you know, we hear about that other massacre with them, what they call religious nuts.
Mm.
I don't want to be taken as a religious nuts because I'm trying to get crosses in the cemetery. And the police said to me, we're not going to arrest you for trying to protect your woman's grave. And I know the humanity in them. In fact, in my street across the road, we've got a memorial park to a policeman. And it's
just trying to do the right thing. Yeah, trying to do the right thing by your loved one, my brother. Thank you for sharing, my brother. And
it's a long story, this one. And I just have to keep going. And I'll try and give it up because I'm getting busy preparing to get television crews out here too. And I want to take this thing to Channel 9 and say, if they can do that in Sydney, can you come here and do the story for us? I'll tell you, they're live on air now because Wind TV, and I've never used them too much, they did come out to Goldsborough once and helped with a nice film clip of Donna, and they might help again, and that video might empower me because I don't know, people don't like me because I'm a migaloo in a Murray world, and they don't like it, mate.
It's okay, brother. You fight a good fight, and you're travelling with you miss the spirits within you, my brother. Thank you for your yarn. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, Tony Gibbs.
Yeah, there's other stuff going on. See you.
Thanks, brother. Your daily program, National Talkback. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text your brother, 045-714-0550, or a Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Your daily program, National Talk Black.
Hey, T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's time for a sweet cream bun.
T.O. Taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. 'Cause everybody's business, what's going on? T.O. Taxi driver going round and round.
Rick is doing a late pub run Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
For my cervical screening test, I chose to ask my doctor about options for screening.
I chose to continue screening.
I chose to do the swab myself at the clinic.
I didn't know I had choices about how it could be done.
I didn't know I had to keep screening every 5 years.
Screening with a doctor was uncomfortable.
Now my screenings are quick, private and pain-free.
Now that I know, I'll be talking to my doctor at my next health check.
Self-swab is private and puts me in control.
It's your cervical screening test. Own it.
Station sponsor.
Were you affected by the ACBF or UPLA going broke? As part of the Australian Government's UPLA support program, if eligible, you can access free financial counselling from Mobstrong Debt Help. Mobstrong will be visiting Cairns and Yarrabah to provide financial counselling to former UPLA members. It's free and they can help you with money problems. You can find out more on the Mobstrong Facebook page.
Station sponsor.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
looking for a songline, running like a stream. This is reality, walking in the heat. Can't feel the pain when you're in the streets. Living in the dream time is living in your world. Life is not a mystery, you can feel the beat. Living in the dream time is living in your world. Life is not a mystery, you can feel the beat. Living in the dream time is living in your world. Life is not a mystery, you can feel the beat. Living in the dream time is living in your world. Living in the dream time is living in your world.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly Program, National Talk Black, as I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here on your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. Text your brother as well, 0457140550, and that Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All is here for your yarns, and I'll say to go across the nation. Big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black National, Tall Black, have your say, and yarn us wrong. We're going to catch up a yarn now to the managing director of Pacific Nights, and that's DJ Balawool. You got him on the line. DJ Balawool, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Trendy.
How you going, brother?
Yeah, good. Good. Townsville.
Townsville, so we're on a road show. Let's talk about Pacific Nights, operated here in Cairns, based in Cairns. Did a program, a concert back here in Cairns at the Jack, and that was last week. And weekend just passed, we had in Townsville. Just give us a background of Pacific Nights first, please, DJ Balawool.
So Pacific Nights, when I was DJing for communities, private parties, and I got to know people's personal playlists, what they played in their backyards, what they played for families. And
the word cloud comes to mind. Are we talking cloud music?
A lot of the stuff that I played at private parties for families were from SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of following DJ Bullable.
Lots of following.
And you saw an opportunity to bring it to life, bring it to the stage.
So I've noticed like just a few artists that people are playing in their backyards and you know, no one was making events on them, so I started making like events based on that, and people like seeing their personal music playlist come to life, which is what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so as a First Nation man, DJ, business entrepreneur, how long you been a DJ?
Would have started in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a good journey, mostly just doing private events, and then
weddings and 21st and 18th.
Most of it's private events, and then the lesser half is all nightclubs. So I grew up in an environment of learning how to look after crowds of 100 and more.
Fantastic.
And so, yeah.
And when you're looking at the SoundCloud music, we're talking about our black people, male and females, Torres Strait Islanders, Aboriginals, but even as far as Papua New Guinea are doing their music on SoundCloud, and the following is astronomical. There you saw the business opportunity of bringing it to the stage, so to speak, live performances, and it opened up a fantastic business opportunity doorway, you could say.
The trend right now is First Nations, Papua New Guinea, and other South Pacific nations.
Mm-hmm.
We're in an era where there's like a generation of young people that are able to make music within their own households that don't need like...
And very talented people, we're talking DJ Bullable.
Yeah. Well, naturally they all have rhythm, they all have creativity, and without the burden of trying to organize like a $10,000 studio or anything to make things happen,
thanks to 21st century, the worldwide web. Technology, exactly.
Yeah. And then
it's untouched, you could say, Bala DJ Bull, it's untouched, this opportunity.
There are a few other people doing stuff, even outside of Australia. There's a lot of activity in South Pacific Islands, but I personally feel that something's about to things are about to get centralized, where there'll be a big thing to come out of it, really. I feel Pacific music is evolving and catching up with the rest of the world stage.
Fantastic. So we did a performance here in Cairns at the Jack. You just finished a concert at the Dalrymple Hotel in Townsville. So we're talking about a roadshow. You're about to head to Mackay and then Brisbane. Tell us what artists you got on stage with you.
With the artists I've got, So I did work with PNG artist Sai K, Silas Kania, who is very diverse, but comes from a PNG rock background, Tolai Rock. So that's his area, East New Britain, and he's part of a he comes from a family of musicians, and his father is very famous in PNG, Leonard Kania, and he's got famous other relatives as well.
Mm-hmm.
So. So yeah, so um, So with this, with these shows that we've been doing, it was sort of based on his and his team, and bringing in like a live band, his band, Minigal Live Band.
So he travels with the band, yep. And what, three, four piece band? Yep. Or?
And the appeal behind this one for the events with Pacific Nights has done this year is that PNG has a really, really big and impressive live music industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's really massive, and then we wanted to bring some of that into North Queensland.
Sure.
And we've also brought along other artists, young trending artists, Jaron, and a female PNG artist, Mariani Masani.
Mm-hmm.
And also the legend from Central, from Gaire, Mokai, his music, a lot of First Nations and especially Torres Strait Islanders
mm-hmm.
have been listening to Mokai.
Got big following from the Torres Straits, big following.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So Mokai was a good fit for North Queensland. His music, you can have like aunties or families, older generation, playing his music while they're in the house.
Yeah,
you know, relaxing or sweeping around, they'll play some of his songs, and so we definitely are glad
mm-hmm.
to have him with us for these shows in Cairns, Townsville, Mackay, and Brisbane.
Okay, Mackay, you're performing coming this weekend. Maguire's Hotel in Mackay. Doors open at 8 p.m. How do people purchase tickets, DJ Bullaville?
So you can go to our Instagram, Pacific Nights NQ. So if you type on Instagram, Pacific Nights NQ, also on Facebook, just look for Pacific Nights and you'll be able to see our social medias.
Mm-hmm.
There are posts and ticket links there. And of course, BBM, Bummer Bipara Media, this radio station, follow them on social media, and there's advertisements and ticket links there.
Okay, that's this weekend coming. The following weekend, you're in Brisbane at the Racehorse Hotel. Same thing applies. People can go online and purchase tickets for those two next up-and-coming concerts.
Yep. The way it works is that we start off with the ticket prices very low online, and so we can just get feedback from you guys, the fans,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll gradually raise prices over time. But right now,
get early bird, you jump in first cab off the rank, jump in early, cheaper tickets.
Yep. Get a good discount. Go online. Go early, and we'll be happy to put on a show for you, and come to our shows, the ones coming in Mackay and Brisbane.
Okay, looking at some of your performances here, you also had Sir George Talick. Is he joining us at these concerts, and how's that operating?
No official statement yet. So an update will come soon, okay?
Okay.
So what's happened is he's from the same area as Sai and all the other guys. So East New Britain, Kokopo.
He's old school and very old school, but also very well known in PNG. Hence, the PNG government gave him his title as Sir George Talick.
Yep. And there's also rumours, so don't classify this as an official statement. I think the artist Mokai, who we're with, I think he's about to be knighted very soon, and he's going to be Sir Mokai, same like Sir George Talick as well.
DJ Bullaville hanging out with the big titled people.
it's been very fun. It's been very fun sharing the stage with him and all that. Sharing the stage with people where I have to try keep up with them, and sometimes they have to try keep up with me. So we're all... we're all operating on the same page on stage, and it's very fun interacting with each other.
Well, it's fantastic. Congratulations for bringing sound music, SoundCloud music to this, to the people. And we're talking live performances. So when you're talking about Pacific Nights, and here you've got a road show happening, starting back in late May, going to mid-June, how often do you do Pacific Nights in a year, DJ Bellevue?
So far the pattern is three major shows in Cairns a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what naturally happens is when you plan the one show and you're into, you know, you're networking with people and all that, a bunch of ideas come up and everything, and people have their own ideas to the team you're with, and so that'll result in going for like other shows, like for example, you know, we after the Cairns show we did last year back in 2024. Conversations came from that, and we ended up going to Townsville last year for the first time.
Mm.
And we also went all the way up to the Torres Straits, up to Bardo Island.
Mm-hmm.
So these were like, these were extra shows that came out of the conversation from working on the first project.
So just finding the wants and the needs of the people, fulfill their want and need, and you have a business opportunity.
So far in my journey is just working to make it better sustainable and everything. One thing I've learned as a as an events organizer, promoter, or a manager is that lot of problem solving involved, and
yep.
lot of overheads, lot of bills to pay, and you know, just trying to be an effective event planner, an effective business person.
But I also see an opportunity, a platform for our deadly artists out there, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders, PNG artists, have a platform for their recognition, acknowledgement of their music, and you could say a star is born. That's the platform I'm picking up.
Yep. Well, the stars already exist,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to make an event around them, and yeah.
The people will come. You know, build it and they will come.
People will come. Yeah, that's right.
Good yarn with you. Thank you, Bella DJ Will. Road show. So our next performance for Pacific Nights, this weekend, 6th June, Maguire's Hotel, Mackay, and then 13th June in Brisbane, the Racecourse Hotel. Good yarn with you. Travel safe. Big shout out to the artists, and also keep your eye on Pacific Nights online. Purchase tickets, but there's a following, and thank you for your yarn.
Thank you, Trendy.
Take care, brother. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh. Too Deadly, beautiful yarn there. DJ Bellevue, the organizer and the owner of Pacific Nights. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Better sign off. Thank you for your company, your mob. We're back in the hostel again tomorrow. That Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Stay tuned. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. A big shout out to all First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, Deadly Black Network. Keep doing what you're doing, sharing our stories, our music, our yarns, and a lot of stuff that we yarn about don't happen on mainstream radio. So Black Space, Black Network is Too Deadly. Trendy Trev sign off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon.
My broken heart, I'm here. girl, you got to tell me, can no lie. Whooping on me house, please don't you leave me alone. But girl, you have to pick up and you run far away.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.